Tantor Audio presents Butternut Summer by Mary McNear, narrated by Carrington McDuffie. Chapter 1. When Daisy Keegan heard the high-pitched squealing sound coming from the engine of her mother's pickup truck that morning, she did what her mother had taught her to do in situations like this. She turned up the radio. There, problem solved. If she couldn't hear the noise, the engine wasn't making it. It was that simple. Except that it wasn't, because damned if the noise didn't get louder. She turned the radio up all the way, but she could still hear it. "This is not happening," Daisy muttered. "Not today." She glanced at the dashboard clock. She had exactly 30 minutes to get home, unload the truck. It was full of the restaurant supplies she'd bought that morning at the wholesale warehouse in Ely, and change into something halfway presentable to wear to lunch with her parents. Lunch with her parents, she thought, working hard to ignore the engine noise that was getting harder to ignore. What a strange concept. Not for everyone, of course, but for her anyway. The fact was, to the best of Daisy's knowledge, she'd never once in her 21 years of life had lunch with both her parents at the same time. And maybe, her subconscious told her now, there was a perfectly good reason for that. But an alarming new development interrupted her thoughts. The truck was losing power, fast. She pumped the accelerator, but nothing happened. She checked the rearview mirror. It was blessedly empty. There wasn't a lot of traffic on the county road she'd taken as a shortcut back from Ely. Still, she couldn't stay on it, not if the truck was about to stall out. Think, Daisy, think. There was a service station about a mile from here, right outside the town of Winton. With a little luck, and God knows she deserved a little luck, she could cope.